Initial public stock offerings, known on Wall Street as IPOs, were considered highly attractive investments in the 1990s. Among the favorites were dot-coms and telecommunications companies, startup companies that needed to raise cash. But investors learned the hard way that IPOs were among the riskiest investments, and they fled. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports there are signs of an IPO comeback. Three small airlines are making their stock available to public investors.
Technology IPOs aren't the only ones that are risky. Remember People Express and New York Air? They were both high-flying IPOs that went bankrupt. Startup airline JetBlue doesn't want to trigger those memories when it goes public later this year, nor does it want to remind anyone of the stodgy money-losing big airlines like United. Richard Peterson is chief market strategist at Thomson Financial.
I think what we're trying to do is trying to emulate the model by Southwest Airlines. If you look at the history of airline IPOs, perhaps there's been about 70 or 75 or so airline IPOs, and I dare say less than a dozen now are trading above their offer price.
JetBlue is modeled on Southwest. It flies passengers from point to point instead of funneling them through hub airports. It keeps costs low by operating new airplanes, turning them around quickly between flights, and using flexible work rules. JetBlue is hoping to emulate Southwest in another important way. Southwest floated its own IPO some 30 years ago. Its value now exceeds that of every other American airline, including the five that are bigger than Southwest. Investors like Southwest because it posts big profits and keeps growing. In its two-year history, JetBlue has done that too, says analyst Ray Neidel of ABN AMRO Securities.
Going public gives them another leg for raising capital, especially at premium prices, and it's just going to make them stronger and allow them to expand even more against the trouble carriers like U.S. Airways.
The other two airlines that are going public this year are spin-offs of Continental and Northwest. ExpressJet Holding and Pinnacle Airlines are low-cost commuter airlines. They ferry passengers on turboprops and so-called regional jets from small markets such as Traverse City, Michigan and Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to big hub airports such as Detroit and Minneapolis-St. Paul. In recent years, the majors have turned over many of their unprofitable routes to the commuter airlines, who can turn a profit on them because they fly smaller planes and pay less to pilots and flight attendants. Big airlines control the schedule and the fares on their commuter partners, and they pay a set amount to the commuter partners for each flight. And there's another benefit for the commuter airlines, says Ray Neidel.
They can pass through most of their cost increases in the contract every year to the larger carrier. Say if fuel prices go up, that cost is automatically passed on to the larger carrier.
Investors like those guarantees. They also like the growth at commuter airlines, anywhere from 20 to 45% each year, as the commuter carriers switch from turboprops to the small regional jets, which passengers believe are safer and more comfortable. If all this talk of growth and profits is making you hungry for a piece of the action, listen to this advice from Richard Peterson.
The IPO market is no instant lottery ticket or instant route to riches. In the 2 years, you know, since the NASDAQ peaked at over 5,000, nearly two out of every three IPOs are trading below their offer price.
So if you're going to buy, Peterson says, investigate thoroughly and understand the odds. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.